This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight on this live Saturday edition, it's Ian,
Kevin,
and Mark.
Kevin
Kickass.
Didn't somebody say that to you recently?
So Mark introduced me to your mom?
I don't know.
My mother
asked about Kevin, and I said I had introduced him as Captain.
But I think his mom heard Kevin.
You're Kevin now, son.
So now I'm Kevin Kickass.
Yeah.
So welcome to the program here. We're actually going to start out with a special guest. We don't have guests on very often here on Free Talk Live, but when they do, they're special. Because we don't have them on often. And Jim Babka is one of the few that we've actually had on more than once. In fact, I don't know, more times than I can recall. I think Jim is probably our most appeared guest over the years on Free Talk Live. Welcome back to Free Talk Live, Jim.
It is great to be here.
Always good to have you. Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. Of course, we've been promoting Downsize DC for, God, what's it been, 15 years, a decade? When did that thing get started? It's been a long time.
Summer of 2004.
That's right. Yeah. And, of course, I was telling these guys, or Captain Kickass, that I think we met during the Harry Brown campaign all the way back in the year 2000. So, you know, Jim Babka has been on board with Free Talk Live pretty much since the beginning. So Mark told me that there's some pretty big news that you've got to announce. And that's why we brought you in here tonight on the biggest show that we do of the week. So what's going on?
Well, we've got all three of the bills that we're probably known best for were just introduced in the U.S. Senate. Read the Bills Act, the Write the Laws Act, and the One Subject at a Time Act, all introduced by Senator Rand Paul. And the One Subject at a Time Act is also introduced in the U.S. House by Russ Fulcher.
Wow. Okay, so give us a breakdown for new listeners. Which ones, you know, what? Tell us about these bills. What do they do? Because I think a lot of people are going to be on board with these ideas.
Well, the One Subject at a Time Act is the one that's introduced in both the House and the Senate. It's got multiple sponsors in the House, actually. And it basically says that a bill has to have a clear topic, once limited to one subject, and that everything in the bill must conform to that subject line.
And so Americans are going to love that, right? Like, I mean, the whole idea that
who could be against it besides the politicians?
Nine or ten things together in one bill. And so if you want the good thing, you got to pass this horrible thing. They do this all the time.
They do it constantly. It's a lobbyist trick to shove something. It's a way to pay back cronies to help them get elected. Shove something that cannot pass on its own. They cannot stand on its own feet. They cluster it with something that is sure to pass.
Right.
Or they bury
the military funding bill or the Patriot Act.
Yeah, it sounds like a pork eliminator, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so the One Subject at a Time Act would limit them to one subject. The Read the Bills Act. This is the one that kind of got the most fame a few years back. This is the most fun one for me because it requires a quorum, which is 50% plus one of the members, to sit and listen to a literal word-for-word reading the bill before they cast their vote for the bill. Every member that wants to vote yes has to either attend that quorum reading of the bill or they have to sign an affidavit saying they've heard the bill read for themselves. And why do we have a quorum, which is 50% plus one? Sit and listen to a full reading of the bill, because the mind will procure what the hiney will endure, and these bills will get a lot shorter and cover fewer topics if they have to sit through it. The bill also has to be posted online for 7 days before they can take their final vote, so that watchdog groups like DownsizedDC.org or talk show hosts like the Free Talk Live gang can go through and say, hey, here is what is actually in this bill, and notify people before it comes up to the vote. That's the Read the Bills Act.
So, I mean, I would think that all politicians are already reading all the bills that they would vote on. I mean, it would be unethical.
We laugh heartily in your direction.
It would be absolutely, it would be breathtakingly unethical to vote yes on a bill that you hadn't read.
I think our listeners might, at least first-time listeners anyway, for me, I find myself with these three things that Jim is talking about. I find those to be just general, like, internet etiquette, right, from the old forum days. Like, oh, yeah, you know, read the thing, keep the posts on topic, and, you know, don't include anything that's off topic. It's a telling thing that the government needs these bills to be passed to accomplish these three things, but I like the ideas.
Yeah, right. And I know that there are some states that do require the one subject at a time thing already.
New Hampshire, I think, is one of those.
45 states have it in their constitution, actually.
Wow.
It's almost as if this problem has been seen for some time.
Yes.
And that for some reason, the politicians who are supposed to serve us have not, for some reason, done that.
Yes, so if you take these two bills and you put them together, you know, Congress frequently, the leadership anyway, will rush something to a vote right before the members are headed out of town for a recess. Yeah. They'll violate all the rules. They'll stuff a lot of things into one bill. They'll skip all the readings, and they will try to get it passed quickly, and they'll pass out right before the vote is supposed to happen these large stacks of hundreds, if not a thousand pages, and say, here's the bill. The vote's going to be in 4 hours, and Congress votes, and then they get out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And so this bill would prevent that, would prevent both of the clustering of subjects and obviously the rush out of town to vote for something that they haven't even begun, let alone fully read.
Yeah, I think Nancy Pelosi is quoted as saying something to the effect of, we've got to pass it in order to find out what's in it.
Right. Well, that's a great segue, because a lot of people think that she was referring to the Read the Bills problem when she said that. But what she was actually referring to is addressed by our Write the Laws Act.
Hmm.
And so the Write the Laws Act deals with the fact that we have regulators who are not elected by anybody, bureaucrats, who introduce regulations, rules, laws, essentially, that are binding on the American people, that come with sanctions and penalties.
Mm-hmm.
And what Nancy Pelosi was saying when she said that was, back when they were passing Obamacare, there were scores of boards, committees, and agencies that had some, many of which hadn't even been created yet, let alone staffed, that were going to basically shape what Obamacare was going to look like. And so it was impossible, since they didn't even know who was going to be in those offices, let alone what their regulations were going to know what the true shape and contours of Obamacare was going to be. Routinely, Congress delegates illegally this authority to unelected experts who will then fill in all the blanks. They'll just say, hey, we want this general thing to happen, hand it over to a few bureaucracies, and the bureaucracies will then determine what the law is actually going to be and how it will actually work. The Write the Laws Act addresses this head on and says any regulation that's going to be binding on American citizens has to come back into the Congress, the people's representatives, and it has to come up for a vote there.
Interesting. I just want to ask, are you also working on some bills that might sound something like the Repeal the Laws and Review the Laws Act?
Like, because, a sunset provision for everything?
Yeah, how about let's get rid of, because there are so many new laws written every year, something like 40,000 new ones just at the state level
get
and
reading.
Then the federal. Yeah, I mean, there are so many new laws every year, and then there's so many laws on the books already that nobody can count them.
That's right.
So, like, I think it would be prudent to do some house cleaning as far as the number of laws are concerned and reduce them to as few as possible.
We are 100% in support of that idea, and someday probably will do something like that. What we want to do now, we've gotten these bills introduced before, and that's just not good enough for us.
Yeah.
So we're starting out on a new venture called Agenda Setters by Downsize DC, and it's about getting people to actually go and visit their congressional offices. We are looking to recruit 300 people in every single district in the country who will make a commitment to actually make a trip into the congressional offices. Now, each person knows, any one of you, going all by yourself to see your representative isn't going to make a very big difference.
No.
What we're proposing is, and we're not going to ask anyone to go until we have 300 of them, and then we're going to send them in waves of 3, 5, or 6 at a time, week after week after week, until the congressional office relents. And so we want to do something now to dramatically boost the number of co-sponsors and actually bring these bills to a vote.
Hmm.
That's very exciting. Now, how would somebody get involved with Downsize DC Agenda Setters?
Go to downsizedc.org, and when you're there, just pick one of these campaigns in the Action Center and send your letter to Congress. Leave that box checked that says, I want to be one of the 300 people to visit my congressman.
Hold that thought, Jim. Can you stick with us for another segment?
I would love to.
This is pretty big news. He's gotten all three of these bills introduced thanks to apparently Rand Paul, and so we'll continue here in moments. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number if you want to jump in here with Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and it's a live Saturday edition of the program. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want here. We will get to your calls about whatever is on your mind coming up here after Jim Babka, our special guest who is still on the line with us. With you tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and and Mark.
Coming up in, I don't know, 9 days or something like that, we're heading to the campground, Rogers Campground, for ForkFest 2020, which has become a two-week-long event. It was a one-week-long event from the 29th through the 5th. But some people are showing up on the 22nd. And the reason why is because the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is also happening starting on the 22nd, has kind of cut back their event. They're not taking over the whole park anymore like they used to previously. And that's likely due to a couple of different circumstances, COVID-19.
It's the fun-sized ForkFest.
Yeah, so they've downsized a bit, and so ForkFest can now go on at the same time as the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But whenever you show up, whether it's the week of the 22nd or the week of the 29th, there's going to be a bunch of freedom-minded people, or both, freedom-minded people who are going to be there. And, of course, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the decentralized, libertarian, kind of pretty crypto-friendly, I would say, camping festival. Yeah. And so that's happening. You can go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event. There's no ticket cost for ForkFest. If you want to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival that first week, they have their own little ticket cost and their own little zone. But if you just want to come camp at the same time for ForkFest, you can do that. So ForkFest has no organizers. You have to kind of organize yourself. You do the things that you think other people will enjoy. You want to put on a musical event like Captain Kickass is planning to do. Maybe you want to put on
Cats Out of the Bag,
some sort of a poker game or, you know, board game night or whatever, you know, whatever you got in mind.
It was really when you mentioned that there had never been live music at ForkFest. I'm like, how is that possible?
At ForkFest. There have been at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I'm just like, I feel it is my duty to bring live music to ForkFest. So.
Well, it will be done then. So we're back here with Jim Babka at Downsize DC. Jim, you got anything planned for the summer for Downsize DC besides, you know, going after these Congress people? Are you going to make any appearances at Freedom Fest or ForkFest or anything like that?
I will be at Freedom Fest.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
See you there.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. All right, so let's recap briefly for listeners just tuning in. You at DownsizeDC.org, which is a longtime freedom, pro-freedom activist website that does a lot of great work lobbying these liars and thieves in D.C., you've been trying for a long time to get the Read the Bills Act, the Write the Laws Act, and the One Subject at a Time Act. So again, basically Read the Bills forcing, essentially, these congresspeople to actually sit through a reading, a voice reading of the bill. And then the One Subject at a Time, which is pretty self-explanatory. It restricts these people from throwing a bunch of crap into one bill, so you'd have one subject per bill, and then Write the Laws. Recap the write the Laws for me. That's the one I'm probably the least familiar with.
That means that the representatives, your representatives, have to vote on any regulation that's imposed. They can't leave it to unelected bureaucrats to determine what rules or laws you're going to live under.
That's a huge thing, because...
Right, because what they do is they'll say, okay, the EPA is in charge of this thing or that thing, you know, the environment and stuff.
We authorize the EPA to, and then they just do whatever they want.
And right. Then the EPA writes rules which have the force of law, but have never been voted on by a person that's claiming to be your representative. I mean, it's bad enough that these liars and thieves run for office, get elected, and then claim to represent you. But the people who are, in many cases, are actually writing stuff that has the force of law, well, they can't even make that specious claim.
That is correct. And more regulation gets churned out than laws passed by Congress. So it is actually a larger problem.
All right. So those bills have actually been put forward, introduced by Rand Paul. You're looking to help get some co-sponsors for this. Listeners of ours can go to DownsizeDC.org. They can take action immediately on all three of these. They can... Right there,
two of them are up, and the other one will be during this coming week, because we haven't yet. We're announcing this on your show before we're even announcing it to our own people this week. We're going to do it this week. Yeah.
Thanks.
We scooped you in. Yes, you did.
Okay, cool.
But One Subject and Read the Bills are there, and they can take action on that right now.
So you can take action from any computer, any mobile device, downsizedc.org, and send a message to your Congress critters or whatever and let them know, hey, these things have been introduced. We want you to co-sponsor, and then you can stay signed in, basically. There's a little option as you go through this that will allow you to be part of the Agenda Setters movement, where you guys will physically be sending people physically to the offices of these politicians. positions
right.
to put people literally in front of them, because the idea is they're going to take you a little more seriously.
Yeah, this is the one thing that I don't, I haven't done so far. Whenever I get an email from Downsize DC that says, hey, send this into your Congress critter, I always do that because I figure, well, if we're coordinating something, let's send it. But you're right, we've been doing this for a long time and they're not reacting to it. So now let's send bodies in and it'll be harder to say no. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, we've been able to get sponsors and co-sponsors in the past, and we want to go to another level now. And when we first started doing this, it's been a while, when we first started this tactic of sending letters, we were one of the few organizations doing it. Now there are hundreds of organizations doing that. So we need to come up with a new day, and we need to come up with a new strategy, and that's the 300. So we're not, again, to put an emphasis on this, we are not asking anyone to go alone, and we are not asking them to go by themselves. We are asking them to be part of a group. They don't even need to speak. They could have somebody who wants to do that in their group, who wants to go at a day and time of their choosing, going in groups of 3, 5, and 6 to visit their offices. And we just want to do it almost like, you know, water torture. You know, one group after another group after another group keeps coming to their office, 300 at least people from their district.
And so that's 300 for every
district.
Congress
yep.
critter.
Oh, wow.
You're talking
okay.
about, you know, something like 1,500. Oh, that's 300. Oh, that's a lot of
that's
people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
It's
way more than 1,500 people.
Yeah.
it's just awesome. Under 5,000. We'll have about 5,000 by the time we're done.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. You know, that should be doable. That should actually be doable.
300 I hope so.
You have 700,000 to 1 million people that live in a typical congressional district. We've got to be able to find 300 of them.
And people are, you know, right now it's such an interesting time, you know, to be doing things like this. People are willing to step out there in a way they haven't been before. Things are definitely changing quickly, so this may be the right time to get these things introduced and actually have them have a chance of getting through with all the upset that's going on out there.
Yeah, and so, you know, one of the things we're going to be doing, the other stuff that campaigns we have there have all been kind of limited to kind of criminal justice reform. Now, that's the other issue that we're really focusing on. And this coming week, we're going to be getting behind Justin Amash's bill as well.
Yes, to end qualified immunity?
Yes, yes. That's so that'll great. Be coming this week as well. So if you get on and send one of these messages, or you simply subscribe, those are the two messages I'm previewing right now that are going to be coming out this week. We're going to be launching a campaign on qualified immunity, the Justin Amash bill that is tripartisan great. Sponsored, and the Write the Laws Act. So if these things aren't like the most thing that excites you, maybe you really are concerned about how many people are in prison across the country. We're doing things like working to restore federal parole and end judicial findings and sentencing.
You guys are doing awesome work, Jim Babka. Thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live tonight. And once again, it's downsizedc.org. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. See you in Vegas.
Yeah, okay, looking forward to it. We got more coming up with your calls and thoughts. Somebody calling in, and hopefully he'll stay on the line here because I definitely want to hear from him. Calling from Seattle.
Oh, boy.
And I think this is the same guy who called last night. He was inside the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, the Chaz. And so we'll...
it's catchy.
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up here. We'll get the latest on what's happening there. Plus, apparently there's been another police shooting, I heard, in Atlanta. If you want to jump in, you can. It's Free Talk Live.
That's shaving irritation. Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The chief of police in Atlanta has now resigned after another case in which an African-American man was killed by officers during a scuffle. They said Rashard Brooks was shot while police were performing a field sobriety test. According to officials, he grabbed an officer's taser and pointed it at them as he ran away. Mick Reynolds is director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigations.
We intend on making that video available to you and to the public today, so you all will have it and we'll see it.
Atlanta police were called to a Wendy's restaurant on a complaint that a man was sleeping in a car and blocking the drive-through lane. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lansbottom.
I do not believe that this was a justified use of deadly force and have called for the immediate termination of the officer.
This is USA Radio News. Hundreds of residents were forced to flee northern parts of Tucson, Arizona, with very little notice as the Bighorn Fire raged near the Catalina foothills. Forecasters said a dangerous combination of weather conditions will keep the threat high for fires like Bighorn to spread further and for new fires to ignite. Arizona has the largest concentration of ongoing wildfires across the southwestern U.S., according to the National Wildfire Coordination Group. Other notable fires across the southwest include the Elizabeth Fire and the Lime Fire, both burning in Ventura County. The Lime Fire is the bigger of the two, with the mandatory evacuations in place, according to CAL FIRE. Meteorologists say additional fire threats should happen through next week. President Trump has chosen to delay his rally in Oklahoma by one day. He says he wants to respect a holiday called Juneteenth, which is important to Black Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything you want. So our number is 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, the live Saturday edition. We're going to go right into your phone calls and thoughts. And also, do want to make sure that you know about all kinds of cool stuff, including Crypto Vegas. We just talked about Freedom Fest. Mark, you're intending to go to Freedom Fest, and I am as well. And that same weekend, or that weekend after Freedom Fest, there are two other events happening, Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas. So if you're going to be in town for Freedom Fest, stick around for these two events. You're going to be able to see some great speakers, some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology, like Juan Galtz, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. That's going to be at Crypto Vegas. And then at Anarcho Vegas,
the next day,
which is, these are 2 one-day events, Anarcho Vegas 2021 have Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Tickets are just $20.20 per day. And you can go and get them at anarchovegas.com and cryptovegasconference.com. Use code FTL, and you'll get 10% off VIP tickets July 18th and 19th. So coming up in several weeks from now. It's coming up fast. You can join Free Talk Live in Vegas for Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas 2020. We go to Brian. He's in Seattle, Washington. And I believe this is the same gentleman who called last night, who was reporting from the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, the six-block area in downtown Seattle that the protesters have taken over as of a few days ago. I believe it's been like 3 nights, 4 days or something like that. And, Brian, you were kind of giving us a report yesterday. It was you that called in, correct?
It was. I totally forgot this is terrestrial radio. Sorry, I listen online.
That's all right. Hey, man, I appreciate it. I definitely appreciated the call last night. So just to recap what you told us last night, the claims about, because the police in the area have been making, first of all, the police left the area, and then they've been making claims about what's been happening in the area since they left.
Right.
They've been claiming that a warlord is demanding extractions from people, that the checkpoints are...
A rapping warlord.
Yeah, that the checkpoints are stopping people and demanding they show ID and demanding money from people who are trying to come into the area. And I said, well, you know, that would be easy enough to test. You could just walk up to one of these checkpoints with a video camera and record or stream anything that happens. And, Brian, you said you went through one of these checkpoints, and it was totally fine. Nobody even asked you a question.
No. I didn't go down there to be belligerent or anything. I think, you know, confronting a checkpoint with a video camera isn't the best way to test the system. So.
Well, no, I don't mean confronting the checkpoint, but, like, just kind of walking up and recording video and, you know, walking through. And you said they didn't even talk to you.
I had a two-wheeled dolly with 5 gallons of coffee and a cooler full of food and all that. And I followed, I don't know, an 85-year-old grandma and a mom pushing a stroller.
What was the atmosphere?
Subversives,
yeah,
dissidents.
What you said you were there, you know, offering some food and coffee and such. That I think you said yesterday that you would offer it with a dollar price tag, but anybody that showed interest, you gave it to them for free. Was there a lot of folks out there, you know, that are kind of just supplying things to people? What's the atmosphere like?
Well, the whole kind of rundown. First of all, after I want to just go down and get the actual story instead of the news.
Because Fox News is losing their minds over this particular thing, and I've looked for corroboration of any of these claims, because it wouldn't surprise me if somebody, you know, some crazy hobo is out there demanding money from somebody to pass through some area.
Oh no, there were some crazy hobos.
I bet
for sure. One guy was pissing on himself. But you know what? It's anarchy. So you know what? Nobody likes
those guys would have been there anyway.
The
I mean, the hobos don't know a difference between, you know, what's going on one day and the next, for the most part,
so from first-hand accounts from people who were there the whole time, because I was serving coffee, chit-chatting, so the cops left completely.
Right.
It was the protesters that went and bought all that plywood and cordoned off the police station so they didn't break the windows.
Huh.
And actually, 2 nights ago, a rogue protester tried to set it on fire. They dragged him off of it and put out the fire. So they want that building for a community center. They don't want anyone touching it.
Oh, yeah. And didn't they spray paint over the word police, the word people so it says Seattle People Department?
That's
funny.
You know, their messaging's a little, you know what? It's pure anarchy. Everybody's doing their own thing. You know, they are having a daily meeting at 3 o'clock
That'll be fun.
Division into subcommittees and reporting back. They're trying to have a centralized, non-centralized thing, but you know, whatever. I mean, the cops definitely gave up the ground. And who knows if that's so they can come back and have a big show to take it back. My cousin that lives an hour south, that's a truck driver, just sent me a message and said the Hell's Angels are just passing through like Yelm right now on the way north. So there could be a whole showdown here in about an hour.
What do you mean by that? Do you think the Hell's Angels are going to try to take some ground? Like what's being suggested by bringing the Hell's Angels up?
There's a whole thing going around that they're driving up here to go take that back. So.
For the police?
Well, they might just take it for themselves.
Or for themselves, yeah.
Well, my understanding is the Hell's Angels dislike Antifa for some reason.
Okay.
That's my understanding of the situation.
And, that's kind of, they're setting it up as like a Hell's Angel Antifa square off. But I would say, like, of the Antifa freaks running around the square was maybe, like, I don't know, 3% of the people.
Now, how do you identify Antifa? I mean, are they, you know, they're waving flags?
Red and black gear and patches on their stuff and handing out stickers, you know.
Well, if it comes to the Antifa versus the Hell's Angels, I mean, that ain't going to last very long. The Hell's Angels are going to crush those guys.
Yeah, I find it difficult to believe that.
Stand back.
Yeah, no. I find it difficult to believe that would occur. I mean, outlaw biker gangs are generally agorists, right? So unless somebody's throwing a bunch of money at them for some reason to, like, go and do this as a publicity stunt or something like that, I can't imagine.
Well, why not, though?
I mean, generally outlaw biker gangs are more worried about other outlaw biker gangs. That's kind of the world they live in.
But the world of countries is, in fact, this anarchy that everybody's worried about, right? Like, there is no greater law than the state. The state is the organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass. And when the state has ceded a given piece of land to some other organization, of peaceniks apparently is the claim here, then why not go take it from them? And have it for your own.
I guess I hadn't thought about it from that perspective. So perhaps there's something to that.
I'd like to inform all these people that there's still time. I have declared myself Intergalactic Space King, and you may all rush to my my rule, and therefore you can claim me as your king.
Captain Kickass, you're from Seattle.
It's true.
You moved here, like a year ago, basically?
A little over a year ago. I spent 22 years in Seattle playing in bands and all that stuff.
What have you heard from your friends who might have passed through
I've
the
heard
Chaz?
Basically what Brian has said. There are folks out there. I know people who live in the Chaz. I know people who live and work in the Chaz.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a bunch of social media stuff where they're like, yep. Basically, anybody can come and go as they please. If you need to go to work,
unless
you need
you're
to leave
a cop.
The area. I presume, from what I understand,
the checkpoints, the purpose of the checkpoints is specifically to keep police out.
I don't know that police have attempted to go back in since
good question.
The quote takeover, unquote. But what I have heard
they have undercovers.
Is that anybody who needs to come and go is free to come and go unmolested by, anyone, including police.
What if you have a haircut like mine that always people always think looks like a cop?
And the businesses are still open, so the bar that's in there is still serving, and now you can walk past the magic 3-foot rope out into the actual public with your beer.
Open containers legal in the Chaz.
See, I leave Seattle and all this fun stuff happens. I miss all the fun.
And the restaurant serving the pho next door is in no danger of the health inspector busting in and looking for, certificates of
beautiful thing.
Passing the
awesome.
Online class.
Brian, thank you for the update. Keep us in the loop, will you, if you keep hearing more about what's going on. Definitely appreciate having somebody on the ground over there to tell us what is really happening. I definitely appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to weigh in on the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Also, there's now a call is going out again for mandatory national service. We can talk about that, too.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. We're here. We'll take your calls, your thoughts, about whatever you want to discuss. And the number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. By the way, I want to say thank you to the real Jay Freeville for being a Free Talk Live gold amplifier. He is supporting the show for $10 a month. The AMP program allows you to do that for as little as $5 a month, so he's doing twice what we ask, and definitely appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
You can go and become an amplifier. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's what we do with the funds that come in. You can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You will get some perks. One of those perks is we will shout out to you if you opt in. You don't, by default, you kind of are anonymous as far as, you know, we only want to say thank you if you want to be thanked, right? Probably.
We believe in privacy here on Free Talk Live.
Exactly. So if you want to join the AMP program, you get some cool perks and you help Free Talk Live. Over at amp.freetalklive.com, you can use PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, we've been sort of getting an update on a guy calling from Seattle who actually went into the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Had no issues whatsoever getting in. Had a nice, peaceful time chatting with people about a variety of different things. No police anywhere to be seen, which means it's now open container in the streets of the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, which is awesome. And so we're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts. Eric is on the line in New Orleans listening to WGSO. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, you know, I just wanted to mention about the Autonomous Zone. You know, in 2020, I don't know what's going to happen next. But, you know, I think what a lot of people are going to start seeing happening in the next maybe year or coming years is kind of how the government handled the whole BLM matter out there in the West with the cattle, the matter over the cattle grazing rights and so on. I think
yeah, so,
going to
Bureau of Land Management. Right.
I did not realize this. At this very moment, the Bureau of Land Management is the BLM, as is Black Lives Matter. Huh.
Are they going to sue each other like the WWF, the World Wildlife Fund?
Fine time.
Well, I think what's going to start happening is, in the future, you're going to start seeing people getting arrested. Not necessarily, you know, police are going to start knocking down their door, but people are going to get pulled over. They're going to forget all about what they did in 2020, and all of a sudden they're going to have felony warrants for them for all kind of things, you know, very serious, serious crimes. And that's exactly what happened with the BLM guys. Those guys, you know, they didn't go storm their farm. They waited and waited and waited. When they got on an airplane, they got picked up, you know. So I think that's what's going to start happening here in the next coming year or two, with a lot of these people that, you know, got caught on camera, got caught on video, looting, burning, those types of things. And just another thing I just wanted to mention was, you know, I think these people, you know, I think a lot of them are well-meaning, but, you know, if they're focused on the police, they're wasting their time, because the real problem is in the courts. You know, the police can arrest you all day long, okay? It matters what happened in court, the prosecutors, the judges, and that's where the real power, and that's where the real abuses occur. I mean, the judges are going to kneel on somebody's neck. But you know what? I've come to learn, and especially here in this city, and I'm sure it happens in every city, that there's all kind of behind the scenes, you know, wheeling and dealing that goes on, things that never make it into the official record of someone's case, for example, whether it's a criminal case or civil case. And there's all these other influences that affect the cases. And I mean, I could give you example after example that happened here. But you know, that's where the real focus is, because even,
well, I mean, I don't blame you for wanting to focus on the courts, and that is definitely one of the cruxes of the problems. There's no doubt about that. But the first line of defense would be to go after the police, simply because they are the ones who create the court cases.
They're the standing army, too.
If it weren't for the police going out there and arresting peaceful people and killing innocent people, if it weren't for them going out there and ticketing people and arresting them for victimless crimes like war on drugs, so-called offenses, and then just packing these people into these courtrooms, then the courtrooms would be empty, because the courts on their own
are
not. The
jails, too, by the way.
Yeah, right. The courts on their own are not able to go and arrest people. So, I think that they're right to focus on the police. It is the one, it's one aspect of the system that is the, you know, they're the foreground guard, right? Like, they're the ones who are enforcing these laws.
The tip of the spear, and I don't think that anyone would really argue that part.
Yeah. I mean, I think you should know your rights when it comes to court, but the odds that the court system is going to be shut down over this seems less likely than whatever police reforms may come to play, and I'm not particularly optimistic that we're going to see any kind of significant reform to the police. I think they're going to.
I don't think we are. Yeah. I think the system is using the term defund the police to again not mean what we think it means, because that's what governments do.
Eric, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. People are really frustrated. I was just out at another Black Lives Matter event here in Keene. This one was a little smaller than the one they had a week ago, or maybe a week and a half ago, where there were maybe 500 to 700. There's probably like 300 to 400 people at this one, but it was a great event. It was a lot of, you know, people from the area. A couple of young black girls spoke first, and then they opened the microphone up to anyone who wanted to come up and speak. And I think that's the best way.
That's awesome.
To do that kind of an event. Whereas there was a massive event in Nashua that happened a week ago, and that one was completely co-opted by the political class.
Mm-hmm.
It happened at a...
Right. They got elections to win, so there's a microphone around, and people gathered. They're going to get in front of it.
Well, no, it wasn't just that... No, in Nashville, it wasn't that they just got in front of a microphone.
They were, like, scheduled.
They were scheduled speakers. They had co-opted the event almost completely. There were a few, you know... black people that spoke after these politicians. I'm not going to, you know, that actually had something to say at Nashua, but you had to get through the mayor first. He read a damn proclamation, and then there were two aldermen, and then there was somebody else, and, you know, all these political people. I'm surprised they didn't have the police chief come up, because he was milling about. And so one of the things that I liked at Keene today was there was no politicians. It was all the young activists who put this thing on.
I love it when there's no politicians.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I will say this. I did recognize a couple politicians that were in the audience, but they didn't speak. They just had masks on.
Gross.
And did their thing or whatever. But what I did like to hear was that one of the young ladies that spoke called out the sheriff and the police chief for coming last time and showing up and taking photo ops with people and holding signs that said, "We hear you," so acting like they cared about this, mm-hmm. this issue, when, of course, and she pointed out that, you know, hearing isn't the same thing as understanding,
yes.
right? It's not the same thing as listening. It's not the same thing as promising you're going to do something differently. And so she called those cops out. She even said, "You guys, like, basically, that well, everybody's welcome at this protest except the police." She basically said, "Get out of here. If you're the cops, you're not welcome here." And so there was a lot of pushback against the sort of front that the police have been putting on, this caring front, which was a smart move on the police's part. There's no doubt about it. It was a smart move for them to come there and do that. It was, I think, a good de-escalation move on their part. But for people that are sick of the police state, it seems disingenuous for the cops to stand there with signs acting like they care, and
right.
then the next day they go out and continue doing the same thing that they've done before.
Well, we spoke recently on an episode of Free Talk Live. A caller had asked us, you know, what are the practical things police could do mm-hmm. to sort of, you know, shore up their reputation? And we had some suggestions.
Yeah, like quit the war on drugs, end the war on drugs.
Right. Or how about just stop enforcing victimless laws altogether?
All of them.
Another thing that they might consider is actually protecting and serving the people instead of protecting and serving the politicians. I think the police, particularly, I mean, if you can get through their brainwashing, if you can mm-hmm. get through their statism, would be a great turning point if the police would suddenly sort of realize that the state is nothing but violence and force, and they are not protecting and serving people, they're protecting and serving the ruling class, right? That would be
I wonder how many people realize that.
What I was going to rebut here is that likely as a police officer, you don't think to yourself that you're protecting and serving the state. Now, we can
right.
point out instance after instance after instance that this is the case, that in fact what they're looking to do is preserve the political class and that they are the king's men, effectively. But most of the time, they're out there doing things like, you know, domestic abuse or stopping somebody who's they consider to be dangerous on the roadway or these sorts of things. So they believe they're serving the public by getting the disreputable people off the street. And there's a process of education here, and it takes a little while for a lot of time for cops to get it.
Well, last night, Keene Police, it was business as usual coming into our nightcap event that we've been doing for 12 weeks straight and ticketing everybody who was parked around Central Square in downtown Keene, New Hampshire. So it's just business as usual for the cops. They haven't changed anything. Still going after victimless crimes. It's just, what, parking at night? That's now, you know, a criminal act?
Yep.
855, 450, free. We got hour two coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem. pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with extension.